Hello, you stonkingly beautiful people. How are you? Today I'm talking about motivation. I'm talking about bliss. Are you following your bliss? Are you motivated to follow your bliss? Or are you putting it off? We'll talk about it on the other side. So I was guided to do this motivational series, which I'm going to post on this channel and also on the other channel as well. Because where are we now? We're at a place where our job, our role, is to help others and to help ourselves to start living in our bliss. Okay? Now, to do that, certain things have to take place. Certain things have to be put into place. What I'm learning as I work with people is this. When your self-love, when your self-worth, and when your self-esteem is high, very high, you can do all sorts. You can get all sorts done. But when it's low, when you've got low self-love, low self-worth, low self-esteem, it's very difficult to get things done. It's very difficult. And so what happens is we get two spirals. We get the upward spiral, which is, hey, I'm really feeling good about myself. I like myself. I love myself. I'm going to do that because I love doing that. Oh, wow, I've done that. I feel so much better for doing it as well. I feel good about what I've done. I'm going to do more. Oh, I've done more. Hey, I feel really good. Upward spiral. It's a beautiful place, baby. It's a beautiful place. And then we've got the downward spiral, which is, I want to do it, but I just don't know. I don't really like the person that I am. I can't be bothered to do it. What's the point of doing it? It's not going to work out. Nobody's going to like it anyway. Why? Nobody likes me. So I'll just not do anything. Oh my God, I haven't done anything for another week. Oh, I feel so bad. Downward spiral. Right? Into shithouse emotions. So, the question is, where are we? Where are we? Are we on an upward spiral? Are we on a downward spiral? Or are we in purgatory? Going round and round. Which is, I know what I want to do, but I don't know how to start. I'm scared. I think it mightn't work. I'm scared of success. I'm scared of failure. Okay? And that can keep you there. But the problem is, when you get scared and when you don't do stuff, downward spiral, feeling worse about yourself. So, the idea is I'm going to start doing this motivational series. Okay? All it is helping us to get the steps in place to be able to do what it is that we really want to do. Because you would think it would be easy, wouldn't you? Hey, I really want to do that. I'll do it. All right? Now, I did a little short just on a quote where I said, the secret of getting things done is just to do it. To do them. Yeah? And somebody said, hey, that should be just do it. Should be on a t-shirt or on a pair of trainers or whatever. And it might seem like a cliche, but it really is the secret. To do something, all you need to do is just do it. Easier said than done if you're feeling really bad about yourself. Easier said than done if you don't even know what it is that you want to do. Easier said than done if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't like yourself, if you don't think that you're worthy of success. And then you've got the situation where people don't even know what the purpose is. Some people don't know, and I've been there. I had a really jolly good idea. I had a good feel. Everybody has a good feel what their purpose is. When you say to somebody, what's your purpose for being here? Right? What's your purpose? They answer you like this. The people who don't know, they say, what's your purpose for being here? I don't know. But it's probably, okay. All of us have a general idea. Now, what happens is when people don't know, what often they'll do is they'll give you a very kind of it's more like a chunked down version of the purpose. They'll say, well, to earn money, work hard. Okay, now that definitely is part of their purpose, but that isn't their purpose. That's kind of a low level, and how you get to the purpose is to find out what that gives them. Yeah, so once you understand your purpose, and your purpose is nice and simple, and we've talked about it before, but I'm going to add this into this process I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks. Once you understand your purpose, it makes everything easier, because you know your purpose, and then when you understand your purpose, it makes you realize what it is, these hopes and dreams that we have, that are just wishes. And wishes are for fishes. Yeah? Hopes are for dopes. That's what they say anyway. But it's not true. So, once you understand your purpose, then you start realizing, right, that's why I want to do that. Okay, so that's the first thing. The other thing is that you need to understand what your bliss is. What is your bliss? You know, what is it that turns you on in this life? Because that's part of your purpose. When you're in your bliss, you are fully and completely working your purpose. And when you're in shithouse feelings, you're not in your purpose. That's it. Nice and simple. It's a really good benchmark. Hey, when do you feel really good in your life? Or when do you feel really shitty? When you feel really shitty, you're not fulfilling your purpose. When you feel really good, you are. Okay. So I'm going to work through that. We're going to do it together. We're going to, you know, and we'll just refresh it, because sometimes your purpose shifts. Even if you've done it once, my purpose shifted dramatically from one. It wasn't dramatic. Well, that's ridiculous, Gordon. My purpose shifted a little bit. It shifted on one word. But the word that changed shifted everything for me. It opened it up, because it was quite narrow, and then you just opened it up. Okay, so it can change as you progress and mature. Your purpose can change as well, so don't get stuck with it. All right, so we'll work through that. We're going to work through our fears, because we are scared of many things. I spent the whole first 40 years of my life terrified of everything. And I didn't even realize I was scared until I got out of my 40s and realized I was scared. So, we need to address our fears. Why? Because emotions are stronger than thoughts. You can think as much as you like. You can make as many plans as you like. You can have the best structured to-do list and everything. And it won't work if you're scared. Scared of what? Scared of success, scared of failure, scared of not being good enough, scared of making a mistake and people laughing at you, scared of making a mistake and feeling really bad about yourself, scared of being successful and not being able to handle it and then looking stupid. I mean, it's just endless. Endless. So, we're going to deal with the fears as well. And then we're going to work on motivation. Like, once you've got your fears sorted out, you know more or less what it is you want to do. And by the way, it doesn't have to be something very specific. But if you bring to the table something that you've wanted to do for a long time, but you've never done it, and you don't know why, you really want to do it. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who say, hey, I am doing this. And I say, oh, lovely. Lovely. That would be lovely. When will you have that finished? Oh, I don't know. Well, how long have you been doing it for? Oh, well, for 3 years. Something wrong. They're scared of something. Or they haven't got the motivation. Something's going on. Okay? So once we get rid of the scared, then we move to the motivation. And I'm going to give you a super little tool that will help you to motivate you and go forward. Yeah? It just, remember, what happens is this. If we've had like 20 years of inaction, our brain has learned certain patterns, and we need to give it new patterns. We need to reteach the brain. All right, so just because, hey, I'm not scared of anything and I really want to do it, just can't be bothered. Then we need to get you bothered. And there's a lovely little technique for that. And then we'll do some hypnosis too. A little session of hypnosis just to bed everything in. That'll be nice. And that's it. So if you want to, you can join in this series. But the best thing is to come with something that you want to do. Something you want to do that you haven't been doing and you don't know why. Okay? And then we'll work through together. But if you just wanted to join in just to find out what your purpose is or to learn a little motivational tool, beautiful. All right. So there you are. Something to look forward to. And I'll start doing it from the next videos. We'll start working through it all. Okay? I love you all and I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.